Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Jesus says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." This morning we look at the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." The Catechism gives us this helpful explanation of that petition. It says, "In the fourth petition, which is, 'Give us this day our daily bread,' we pray that of God's free gift we may receive a competent portion of the good things of this life and enjoy His blessings with them." When it comes to prayer, we sometimes think of different ways we describe what the elements of biblical prayer are. We see the Lord's Prayer as a primary way in which that takes place. But also, you may have heard of the acrostic ACTS, A-C-T-S. Have you all heard that before? You have adoration is stands for A, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, and S for supplication. This is a helpful acrostic to remember. What are the elements of prayer? We know that we tend more towards being in the supplication category naturally than we do in these other areas. And it's interesting, if you look at the Lord's Prayer and you ask, are all these elements present, where do we find thanksgiving in the Lord's Prayer? Is thanksgiving present? Well, not explicitly, is it? But I would argue that in this petition, "Give us this day our daily bread," thanksgiving is presupposed. It's assumed as part of recognizing that all things come from the hand of God. What else could we do but give thanks for when He does give us our daily bread? As we ask for God's daily provision, we must give thanks for what He has already given us. So I want to look at each of the words of this petition. We begin with the words, "Give us." Give us. When Jesus uses the word "give us," He's teaching us that all things that we have come from the hand of God as a gift. God is not obligated to provide for our needs. He's only obligated because He's promised to. God is only bound by His own word, and He has promised that He will provide for us. But our daily provision are undeserved gifts from the hands of God. What's challenging about this is that when our refrigerators are full and our chest freezers are stuffed with meat and our pantries are full, that we're going to somehow forget that we need to continue to ask for God's daily provision. And if our chest freezers are full of meat and our pantries are stuffed, what should we do but give thanks? Overabundance should lead to an overabundance of thanksgiving, shouldn't it? We know that's not the natural result, but that should be where we go. We need God's continual provision. We need those things that come from His hand. And if He has given you far more than you need, far more than you know what to do with, so that you have to even buy a second chest freezer, give thanks to God for what He has given you. So that's the words, "give us." Then we also have "this day our daily." Jesus emphasizes the daily aspect of provision here. He actually uses the word "day" twice. It's noteworthy that Jesus did not say, "Give us this month our monthly paycheck." He actually pointed to the daily aspect that every single day God has planned for what we need, and we need God's help every single day. There's good reason that we give thanks at every meal that we have. The danger of these times of thanksgiving at meals is that it becomes such a rote and boring and common thing that we don't even pay attention to it. Sometimes you hear people say, "So-and-so, can you give the grace?" As if it's some sort of liturgical form that you always have to say the same thing, "the grace." In fact, some people do always say exactly the same thing. I want it to be so much more than that. We should desire it to be so much more than just something we say to get to the food. Our children should see and observe the reality of thanksgiving when we give thanks for meals. Not that it's just a necessary and somewhat burdensome preface to getting to the food, but truly a heartfelt expression of what God has done for us. And then we have the words "bread." Jesus focuses on bread here. Clearly, what we're asking for in this petition is the basics that we need. Bread would be considered here the most basic thing that we need. Food and water, clothing. And what we're asking for in this petition is not to get rich, not to have far more than we need, but to just have what we need. With food and clothing, we are content. That's the primary purpose of this petition. And as the Catechism says, we ask God that He would give us a competent portion of the good things of this life, and that we would enjoy the blessing of those things. So God has promised a sufficient portion of what we need. And many of our worries and anxieties are taken up with these issues of provision, right? This is a very common worry for us. Even though we ask God for all things and we know His promises to provide, yet we look at the budget and we sometimes wonder, how is it going to come all together? It's not looking good. Sometimes we might be tempted to wonder, has God looked at this budget? Has He seen my checking account? We know the answer to that. Of course He has. He knows all that we need before we even need it. He knows far more better than you do what you need. He can plan for the whole year far better than you can plan for the whole year and beyond. Take a look at the words of Christ from Matthew 6, verses 25 through 32, where He reminds us and asks us, why are you anxious about these things? Verse 25, He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. God knows about every unanticipated expense that you did not know about. When your car transmission went out and you had to fork over $2,000 for that unanticipated fix, God knew about that. He had planned it, in fact. When you had to go into the emergency room again and you had to figure out, how am I going to pay for this hospital bill again? God knew that that was going to take place. He had planned it and He had provided for it. Can any of you actually think of a situation where God did not come through? Where He did not provide? Where His promises failed? I don't think we can. Our Lord tells us that God cares for the birds. We don't see birds begging on the side of the road. They are well provided for. God cares about the flowers of the grass, and we are of much greater value to Him than those things. He will care for us. Jesus, He argues from the lesser to the greater. Since these things are so much lesser, and yet God minutely cares for them, how much more will He care for us? Perhaps each of you remember going on road trips as children when you were younger. I think of when I was 7 or 8 years old. And when I was on those road trips, certainly we all asked the question, when are we going to get there, and those kinds of things. But how many of us were worried that Dad didn't know where he was going? Rarely, I can never remember a time being in the back of the car with the Rand McNally Atlas just wondering, what is he doing? Where is he going? I didn't really worry that the gas tank was going to run empty and Dad wasn't going to pay attention to it and pull over in time and we'd be stranded. I wasn't worried about that because Dad knew what he was doing. Dad knew how to make the road trip happen. He knew how to get us from point A to point B. Similarly, on this journey of life, our God knows every step along the way. He knows the route. And he knows everything that's going to happen on that route. And he knows what we need at every point on that route. He is caring for us at every point. Will we not trust our Father, who knows all these things, to direct us at every point, not being worried, is the gas tank going to run out? Are we going to take the wrong turn? Is there not going to be food? Are we going to be stranded? No. Our Father will get us from here to glory. And as George Whitefield once said, he said, we are invincible till our work is done. You could rephrase that and say, we will be provided for until our work here on earth is done. God has promised it. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, we do thank you for these promises that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And with food and clothing, we can be content. We thank you that you care for us and all of our needs. We ask that you'd help us to remember this when we are fearful and when we are tempted to not trust in you for your provision and when we want to take control of all things and make all these things happen for ourselves, ignoring the fact that you are caring for us still. We ask that you forgive us for our mistrust and our seeking to take control of all things. Help us, O Lord, to remember these promises when we are fearful and when we are anxious, that we'd remember and we would see your care for the birds, your care for the earth, and then also see your great care for us. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.